You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Movie on the lawn.
Miss Walsh.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I really hope this podcast, when it gets released, goes to all the channels and feeds and everything that it's supposed to, but I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no one will know either way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. But I'll send out reminders for people to like update your feed or whatever. But it's all this is just a full baseball episode, right? This is just a full Mets cast of NL only keeper league fantasy draft.
It must feel like people think, you know, you talk about cricket or something. Like, imagine listening to an FPL pod and they start talking about cricket. Like, what would you do? How fast would you mash the fast forward 30-second button?
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. I would be trying to find it inside my pant pocket.
Yeah, not even pull out the phone. It's like your alarm going off in the movie theater. It's like no. Yeah, you know. So big international break. Both of us very out of it, trying to get maybe back into it.
Huge DGW this weekend. You know,
humongous.
The FPL season is falling into focus here.
Yeah, how's your team looking for the double game week right here?
Well, I have four flags, so I don't believe I had any flags this break.
Okay,
I don't believe I had any flags last time I opened my page, but now I have four. So I have Rash, Darwin, Holland, and Nanto. Nanto, I think, is the only one that's actually fucked.
Yeah, he seems to be fucked, yes.
Yeah, he got subbed off on like minute 20 or something of the
Italy game. Yeah, something. But who knows?
Catastrophic. I
mean, big pressers tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah. I mean, are they big? They're just going to lie to us.
Big in theory. Yeah. But, you know, occasionally we get it. This guy's out. Occasionally we get it. This guy's out. But mostly it's just gabagool.
Yeah. Grassi is going to be like, you know, you saw him get off. What do you think? It's like, oh, that's helpful. So yeah, that's what I'm up to. What about how many are your flags?
But how many doublers are you looking at?
Well, I had nine before because I was flirting, thinking of starting Nanto over Holland, but now that's been reversed.
Right.
So I have eight doublers plus Zinchenko and Fuckford. So that's my team, and I'm thinking of saving, honestly.
I'm leaning towards saving too.
Yeah.
It's such a clusterfuck of a week. So I'm on the same three flags as you, minus Nanto, Rashford, Darwin, Holland. I mean, there's just the league is just like riddled with flags right now. Like every player that I kind of looked up as I was like prepping and like looking at questions, it's just yellow flag, orange flag, red flag. I'm just like, holy shit, what's going on? Obviously, I didn't pay attention or watch any of the games, but that's what you guys expect from us. So
it's amazing they actually played games.
They played games that, in theory, matter.
Oh, qualifying. I couldn't tell you a match that happened between Team A and Team B. I couldn't tell you one thing.
All I know is that there was qualifying for Euros and qualifying for AFCON.
Didn't they just have the Euros?
2 years ago, I guess.
AFCON? Why do they qualify for AFCON? Why don't they just have all the teams? How many fucking countries are in Africa? There aren't that many.
I mean, I know they're raising... Well, a fucking million countries in Africa. But I know they're raising the number of World Cup teams. So maybe qualifying will be less worthless.
Dude, March Madness has 64 teams. You're telling me you can't do all the African countries participate to eliminate these qualifying games? So that we don't have either like... Mali or Burkina Faso, like one might not make it. Like, oh shit, which one? Like, just let them all fucking play.
Yeah, just let them play. Easy. And play them against one seeds like the bracket, and it's just a good time for everyone.
Oh my goodness, how much fixed. Smoother and more peaceful would the world be if we were in charge?
Oh god,
scenes, utopia realized at last.
That meme of like, yeah, the like futuristic utopia, like if only the world, like blah blah blah.
And actually, me and you are huddled around a fire, like with everyone starving around and dying. Us, like about to eat us. And yeah,
we have no idea what's going on. But yeah, I'm on 10 doublers plus Holland.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like, you know, I'm still sitting on a wild card. I'm still sitting on a bench boost. And bench boost, I think, is just out for me this week. I'm not going to -4, -8 just to bench boost, especially with the 34 doubles in the future.
Bench boost is just after your wild card. That's
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And, so I guess since we last potted, the game week 32 blanks got confirmed, which were City, Chelsea, Man United, and Brighton. Yeah, everyone has like
half my
12 players from them. And then the Game Week 34 doubles got announced. So that's Man City, Liverpool, Man United, West Ham, Brighton, Fulham. So that's probably when I'll bench boost. That's like, that would be the chalk move probably, is like wild card 33, bench boost 34. So that's what I'm leaning towards. But yeah, probably.
I guess it depends on how well you can kind of limp into 32 blank, right?
That's what I'm worried about.
32 might be good if you could load your bench up and still have a good team. If you have a team there that you like, that you could fill your bench up with doublers in 34.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well just show my team really quick because we're also on video on YouTube. Yeah, so like this is my team right now.
What does that look like in 32?
In 32, if I'm doing my math right, I mean, I think this is 9 players.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense then. It would be better to buy a week, right?
Right, and because I have, I have 29, 30, I have 4 frees from now till,
what week is it right now?
It's 29.
Holy shit.
So I have 29, 30, 31, 32, I have 4 frees.
Yeah.
So I only need to bring in 2 guys who play in 32, and then I'll have 11, and then I can wild card and
get in there. Turtly, bro!
Yeah, it's just a matter of like how bad my team is, maybe, you know. Am I missing out too much?
Your 25K is going to, that 2 is going to be eliminated and it's going to be 5.
5?
2, 0, 1.
My Liverpool players are going to carry me? I don't know. I'm a little scared about that.
They don't need to carry you. They just need to participate.
All right, well. Let's talk about Arsenal first.
Arsenal,
the league leading, walking the league. Arsenal. Cammy said, "Which Arsenal guys would you hold through the fixture turn?"
He's not just Leeds,
talking about this week. Yeah,
yeah. Home Leeds, at Liverpool, at Western, home Soton, at City, home Chelsea, at Newcastle. 29-35, no doubles, no blanks, just straight up a game a week with their Thursday dalliances, you know, sprinkled in here or there. Who knows when that is? Can't be fucked to check. I think a defender is fine to hold if you can hide them and you're not, you know, really thin there with like, you know, Patterson and Bueno or something. I'm sure there's some teams still like that. So if you can hide a defender, you know, there's still good starts for home Leeds right now. At Western's like maybe startable.
It's fine. Southampton's definitely good. Startable. Yeah.
You know, fine piece to just kind of put in and out. Outside of that, it's probably just Saka. And that's it. And even that, I think, is very suspect. Where are you at?
I guess, like, my answer to a lot of this episode's questions are going to be, like, are you free hitting in 32 or not? Because, like, a lot of people still have their free hit. All the early wild carders still have their free hit. And if you're free hitting in 32, like, you really... I think it's worth the risk of just being like, I don't need any Arsenal players. Like, you maybe have one this week who you transfer out next week, or maybe you're transferring out this week. You know, you have the other banger on your free hit in 32 with the home Southampton. You'll have three 100% that week. I think it's worth the risk of just like being, you know, yeah, they're still one of the best two teams in the league. They're not going to blow any of these teams away. There's just low points potential in most of those games. And just like not owning them. But if you don't have your free hit and you're trying to just like you're let's just say you're sitting on three Arsenal this week, you don't have your free hit in 32. I mean, they're low on the list of guys that would transfer out. I'm not going to transfer out guys who play home Southampton in 32 in a week where like I have nine players or something. Yeah. Right.
No, totally. So, yeah. The team context matters.
Agreed it does. Completely. Yeah, it does. And then a lot of people aforementioned are kind of getting rid of Arsenal players this week or thinking about it. So Danny Guy said, I'm considering moving from Saka, Martinelli to Mo and Bruno. Do you think this is good? Asking about Bruno with no Casemiro. Ben said, if moving two to three Arsenal assets to Man U, is it worth just taking the hits now, getting the team, or slowly doing it over the next 2 to 3 weeks for free? I'm free hitting in 32. You've all said thoughts on Odegaard to Bruno for a hit. Al said, I'm selling an Arsenal mid. Who's the better buy between Bruno and a Brighton mid? Captain Mario, is it worth transferring out Arsenal guys for double game week guys? What about for a hit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Hard without team context, but
well,
I'm not thrilled about it.
You can't ignore the fact that, you know, of these players that are just mentioned, you know, exclusively Man United and Brighton, is they don't play in 32. So,
right.
You know, I mean, I think,
right.
You know, I was more looking at like Maddo because he doubles now, plays throughout, right?
With so great fixtures except for at City in 31.
Yeah. Like you're still gaining a fixture because there's the double and the blank, like versus whatever. But can you afford to add more players into your team that aren't playing in 32 is the question. You just have to evaluate.
Right. You know, so it's another aside, free hit or not question, yeah, sort of.
Or, yeah, whatever. But that aside, I mean, I think we can probably stop like caveating all of our answers with that. I mean, Bruno does seem like he's kind of back, like has pens, like has been looking good, sort of. And they don't have any hard games, really, except for at Spurs in 33. I mean, at least until the blank in 32. At Newcastle, home Brentham, home Everton, at Forest. You know, those are all games that Bruno could double-digit haul in any or all four of those.
Yeah, I think their double is actually sneaky, kind of difficult, not going to lie. But still, you'd favor Man United in all those games. They're still going to be the favorite in them. Yeah, I agree with you.
So I think he's still a good buy, for sure. And I would prefer him, I think, to any of the Brighton mids, if that's your choice.
Me too.
Just because
we're assuming the Brighton extra doubles aren't going to pop up in 30 before, or 31 because you know they would have probably announced them by now. In which case, their fixtures after the double are away Spurs, away Chelsea, blank. It's just so bad.
Which is terrible. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and to me, I have three. I have March, McAllister, and Matoma. You know, I'm looking at getting rid of two of them immediately after 29.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and just hiding one, or maybe even doing a triple move and getting rid of all of them, and just reevaluating when they have the double in 34. You know, with everyone else. You know, I don't know. We'll see what the landscape looks like then. That's in, you know, a month.
Yeah, they're genuinely like some of the worst picks from like 30, 31, 32. Yeah. Like having three. I have three also. Like I have a Stupinian instead of a third mid. It's just like they're all unstartable and terrible. So like they're immediate transfers out after this double. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think Bruno's a great pick. He's definitely a guy that like I have FOMO of. Like if I was wildcarding this week or something, I think he would probably definitely be in my team. But what about getting rid for a hit So you're getting rid of, say, Saka or Odegaard or Martinelli. Home Leeds, which is a top three fixture, I think. Like, I totally expect them to absolutely destroy Leeds, who just concede so much. Even in their new style, they concede so much. I think they're just bad. If for a hit, I don't know. Especially when, like, that 32 game, Arsenal plays, Man United blank. So, like, yeah, you're gaining a fixture in one game week, but not gaining a fixture over the short term. It's just like, I don't know. For a hit, I feel like you're just, like, kind of going to get punished, probably. I don't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sort of shooting yourself in the foot a little bit.
Yeah, it just seems bad. Like, I totally expect Arsenal to score, like, minimum three.
Yeah.
Like, I just expect them to blow them away. So, how many goals are you expecting Man United to score? Away, Newcastle, home, Brentham? It's like...
three total.
Yeah, two max in either of those games, probably. Yeah. They're not going to blow them away, I don't think. So, you know, I don't love it for a hit.
Four is your best case, you know, two in each.
Yeah, yeah, right. And so it's like...
that said, you know, that's enough for Bruno to get 25 points.
Right. But if Arsenal are scoring the same amount of goals or one two, less goal...
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. It's, I mean, it also, though, it matters about, you know, if, again, right, if you have, but, you know, I could see teams where it's like, well, I have other problems. They don't want to, they want to use a transfer now because they want to spike it now and they have to deal with this other spot or that other spot. So, you know, better to do it now for a hit than wait and have blank. Like, you know, I could see that because you still are trying to capitalize and spike the double. So I don't know, you know, I don't feel strongly one way or the other, basically. I think that either is defensible.
And yeah.
I think if you have a plan, it'll be fine.
As usual, it's also very team dependent on like if this is actually the spot you should be focusing on.
But I'm more interested in, like, you know, really, like, going back to, you know, like Matto or like Wilf or something. I mean, players that double and play and don't blank, you know, I mean, those are.
There's not that many, right?
There aren't that. Well, I guess
there's Wilf Liverpool guys. Double,
yeah, Liverpool guys are really good.
There's West Ham guys, but they are fucking, they can't score goals to save count. Their lives. Yeah, there's Matt O'Barnes, who I think are good. Obviously, Iheanacho's dropped, so, you know.
Yeah.
Broge things. Newcastle, defenders, Brentford, Villa. You know, you go down, there's not, you don't really want anyone from Forest, Bournemouth, Leeds.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Ollie's fine. Tony's still fine.
Well, what do you think about Leicester? Do you think that they're going to be okay, or they're going to still be like schizophrenic, you know, good game, bad game, destroy someone, can't play?
I think schizophrenic more than not, but that said, I mean, their fixtures are good. Unreal. So, like,
when I look at... is that worth making? Like, that's my question.
Yeah, I think basically. So. I think Matto's class is just so good, and Barnes, too. I mean, he's been looking really good, even though, you know, they've lost, like, five straight or something. But,
yeah,
I just look at the fixtures. At Palace, home Villa in the double, home Bournemouth, away City in 31's obviously horrible, and then home Wolves, at Leeds, home Everton, at Fulham. It's just... I think there's too many goals. There's just so many goals leaving on the table by not getting them. Another team that I definitely have, like, FOMO with when I look at my team with, you know, zero Leicester, and not really a great way to get there either.
Well, the tricky thing this week specifically is that, right, all the doublers are good. You know, you just have the ones you have.
Yeah, that is,
I mean, if you were on wild card, you would make two or three changes and probably get less points. So that's a tough one. So it's almost like throwing away this week and looking at sort of like, how are we planning for 30 beyond?
Yeah, this week also, just after an international break, everyone's fucking flagged. There's 2 days off between every game. I feel like this isn't, like, talked about enough.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, if we were just to objectively compare this to, like, other doubles in other seasons or even other doubles in this season, in terms of, like, rest, this has to be the worst. I mean, every team is coming off an international break where all the good teams had most of their good players play, flying from fucking Brazil and shit. And then they have 2 days off between the games. It's just like... dude, this is going to be chaos week. This is going to be absolute chaos. This is like, there was that chip in the World Cup game that was like, just captain my highest point scorer. Like, that, you need that this week. That would be the best chip ever this week because fucking, I have no idea who's going to play, who's going to score, who's going to look good, who's going to look bad. But I think Matto's a great pick. I think Matto's a great pick. Do you agree with Barnes also?
Yeah, it's just hard for me to imagine like a team that actually would get him. Like, I don't know how he fits in like the top four, top five midfield, but you know,
because you're getting rid of your Brighton guys.
Yeah,
like not maybe anybody. Not this week, but you know,
yeah,
next week
or maybe play right? in 30. Yeah, yeah, no, that could be the case.
That's but what I was thinking for me is like,
yeah,
I'm getting like Mitoma Mack to like Matto and or Barnes or something like that, you know, and then I'm just sitting on. I still have Mo. I still have Rashford.
Right.
Two Leicester guys. Like, who am I really missing there?
Yeah.
Like, no, maybe no, Bruno, no, sure. maybe an Arsenal mid.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know, that's yeah. still really good. Really good four.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely one to think about.
I
mean,
I could see, like, getting both, even, right? Getting Barnes
I'm considering it. I'm sitting here. I already have Haaland, so I'm not one of those teams that needs to, like, get him next week. I have 3.5 mil in the bank.
Yeah.
And I'm probably saving this week.
Yeah.
To dead end into the blank, basically.
Right.
So it seems great to me, you know?
Okay.
Something I'm looking at. More questions about this week. Danny guy said, if I'm selling Kane, who would be the best to bring in your opinion? I'm considering Solanke, Isak, or Tony. Fucking Dom, baby.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I actually love Isak. We actually didn't give him enough respect last episode. I don't think we even mentioned how good he was.
Yeah.
He's fucking probably, amazing.
Yeah, that's probably the pick. In that,
yeah, like
in that
they're not a good attack, but
he's good.
Every time he plays, he just gets so many chances, so many shots. Like he makes them a good attack.
His movement's ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's somehow 8 feet tall with like limbs that are twice that length.
It's like his receiving radius of ball is enormous. So even
it's crazy.
Dan Byrne can put in crosses and balls that he can actually get a shot off of.
And then his dribbling and control is also insane. And he always gets a shot off. He just always seems to get a shot off.
And he's on pens.
Yeah.
Good.
So
player.
I think he's just a great pick. They don't blank, right? They don't blank.
We owned him for something. We owned him for a goal before this year earlier, right? Got a pen.
Yeah, but I think
in a Bournemouth game we got him in or something.
Yeah, I remember owning his points, but this season has just been so long. Yeah. I was listening to a little Stadio to try and catch up on the break. Oh yeah, and they mentioned that the fucking Tuchel Conte handshake eye fuck thing was this season.
The manager of Bayern and an unemployed person.
Yeah. That was this season in the Premier League. I was like, what the fuck? That feels like an actual 2 years ago, maybe.
So stupid. It's actually like really decreasing my enjoyment and ability to like maintain my boner for the Premier League. The way,
what?
Like how many competitions there are, how many stoppages.
It's too much.
It's just like, I'm getting fatigued of just.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's all year round, you know? It's all year. There's always a thing. And then even when it's the season, it stops all the time.
Yeah. I'm sure all content creators suffer the same thing, but we get the peak of listeners and engagement and all that shit preseason, right at the beginning of the season. And then. By the time now, I mean, every time I log on to Patreon, it's just deletions. Like, we got maybe one new subscriber.
Same.
Yeah. And when you look, like some people like write a message or whatever when they delete. It's never like, it's not like us. They're just like, the ones who write it at least aren't us. I'm sure other people are. But people who write stuff are just like, I'm not following anymore. I gave up on FPL. Like, I'm losing interest in FPL. It's fucking 2 week international break. It's fucking March already. Like,
FIFA doesn't survive off Patreon though, so they don't give a shit.
They don't give a fucking shit in hell. Yeah. Psychom said, how do you feel about Darwin amidst the popular and cheaper forwards, Havertz, Tony, Isak, Ollie?
I love Darwin so much. I'm
He's
so happy
good.
To own him. I am so,
so
happy
good.
To continue to own him. I will own him for weeks and weeks. He is so good.
Yeah.
He's going to get so many points and he's beautiful. So
yeah, he has like a cut on his ankle or something that I assume will be fine by the time he's back from the break.
You know, the next life away.
you know, 29 is the worst double of any of the teams at City, at Chelsea. 30, home Arsenal. I mean, Arsenal are great, but Liverpool are also really good at home. And then the run for the rest of the season is at Leeds, home NFO, don't blank, at West Ham, double in 31st, home Spurs, home Fulham, then home Brentham, at Leicester, home Villa, at Southampton.
I mean, no Champions League.
No Champions League.
No cup. Nothing. This is it.
Just like game week 31 on, I'm pretty sure every team wants triple Liverpool.
Yeah, this is HODL until the end of the season for triple Liverpool for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's nice to already have them in place since I don't have any fucking wild card or anything. So I'm happy
You're good in that regard, yeah.
I was like playing around with like Van Dijk. Is that a pick I want to hold? And I came around just like, he's going to play every game. Just for, don't overthink it. Just leave him alone.
I mean, I'm here with Trent, right? I have him currently in my lineup.
Yeah.
I have Gabriel home Leeds on the bench. I could use a transfer, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just keeping him in there. Like, just pray to God for one clean. Pray to God for one assist. That's all I can do.
It's fine.
It's fine. Speaking of defenders, Jitterbug said, who are your favorite doubling defenders to bring in? Shaw seems to be the obvious one, but anyone else?
Well, Chilwell, we've been talking a lot about.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
You know, it's just the tough one with him is they blank, but they also play Liverpool in the double, which, you know, doesn't seem like a, you know, really excellent clean sheet fixture. It is home, but the other one's Villa at home, and they do have good fixtures.
I feel like Villa score every game.
Yeah, there's still Villa. I mean, whatever.
I mean, yeah, like,
you don't
not
think
like
three
some
center
team.
Backs on Ollie Watkins and a couple of floating wingers, like they could clean that.
But
easily.
Villa haven't blanked since game week 14 in October.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's
I'm
fine.
Just saying.
I just still I'm not denying that truth and reality. I still see that like home at the Bridge against three center backs is like, these can handle.
It's a good
those.
Fixture. It's a good fixture.
And then they have at Wolves and at Brighton before they're blank. So, you know, if you can stomach a player that blanks, I mean, Chilwell's also not really a defender anymore. You know, he's back to playing as an attacker, as a winger, which, you know, there aren't very many, you know, this isn't 2020 anymore where there are, you know, eight picks in the game that are wingback / attackers at defense. And you can just, you know, pick three or four of them. You know, there aren't a lot of players like this right now. And, you know, Chilwell's, you know, I still think even in difficult fixtures, like he's still great while he's fit. And his, you know, and his brain's working, you know, healthily.
Yeah.
So I would probably go for Chilwell over any other
obviously
defender.
Trips is still great. You know, home Man United's tough, and then at West Ham's a good clean shout. You know, don't blank, etc. We talked about that already. I think Shaw's a great pick. I mean, their defense statistically is a lot worse without Casemiro.
Yeah.
But it's two good fixtures. I mean, at Newcastle's tough, but it's a good clean sheet fixture. And home Brentham's tough, but it's a good clean sheet fixture. They also have home Everton at NFO next to afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, he's the max bonus guy. He's a decent assist shout. Like, yeah, it's just a great pick.
Is he that good on bonus? I feel like he has.
Yeah, he's a god on bonus. That's a big part of his appeal, I think, is that when they were in that run of cleans.
His 13 bonus
he got,
in the season.
He got max a lot, right? Like right after the World Cup, he got 2-3-3.
He's only had one max bonus clean sheet game where he did not get an attacking return.
Mm.
So that's interesting. A different story.
Interesting. Interesting. Right? Yep. Okay. But yeah, he gets bones. He gets attacking returns.
Still good.
Okay. But yeah, there's not that many others outside of that, honestly. I mean, there just really isn't. Because fixture-wise, you would love like a Leicester player or a West Ham player, but like it's fucking Leicester and West Ham.
You don't want that. I mean, I don't think you can completely throw away a Liverpool defender if it's like, I need a defender and I need them to play in 32 because this is like a season-long hold type pick.
Right. That's fair.
So, I mean, they have two doubles, you know. And don't blank, right? No one else really does that, even though it's at City, at Chelsea this game week. So if you have the money for it, that could be an option too.
Yeah, it's good. Andy A said, I'm on wild card and for whatever reason, I keep looking at Bowen. Is it just fixture goggles or could he be a decent double game week punt instead of like a Matto in that spot? Haven't watched the Hammers last few matches. I mean, no.
They're a mess. You know, I just don't love buying into like them for no real reason, having some renaissance where they're playing well and look good again. You know, it's just been too long of them playing an abject performance after abject performance. Yep. You know what? He's got 4 goals, 5 assists, 2,300 minutes.
Yeah, like he's underperforming actually, et cetera. But like the team is a bottom 8 attack. They have been all season. They're not generating anything.
You think they're somewhere in the bottom six?
I mean, there's a lot of bad attacking teams in the league. Right. It's basically, yeah,
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
but like, you know, they're bad. You know, basically, yeah. long.
And I mean, I think that too is, you know, create a case where you choose Bowen over either Matto or Barnes. You can't
really do that.
You can't make that. So
you can't do that.
That's a pretty straightforward.
I mean, Brodge, there's a lot of bad things to say about Brodge.
They're sometimes a bottom 8 attacking team, but sometimes they're a top 4 attacking team.
That's what I was going to say. Like to use like a annoying NFL term that Zoomers use, like he lets Matto cook, right? Like if Bowen was starting right winger for Brodge, I would feel like he would be a lot more attractive of a pick, even though the team's not really better. The team still sucks. He just lets his players do stuff more. Moyes is just, oh God.
Stay in this area and don't leave it.
Yeah, and Skamaka is just not replaced.
50 million player.
He's just not replaced Antonio at all in terms of like production. So they just, it's bad.
How about the Conte sitch?
Gone.
It's awesome. Entered phase 7 of the Spud innings this year.
I hope they get Nagelsmann.
My God.
I really want it to happen.
That would be the most dysfunctional. All or nothing, licking their lips.
Oh.
Licking their lips.
I think it's great. I think it's perfect. I hope they get him. You know, I don't know what they're going to do this year. They're just going to keep kind of... I guess they just played a bunch of games without Conte, right? When he was, like, sick at home in Italy,
He was doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
On comms.
I don't know if it changes anything. You know, I still think...
Are they still going to play with 8 defenders?
Kane's good. Yeah, I mean, the team is entirely built that way, right? It's not like they have some, like, number 10 who's just sitting on the bench ready to, like, play, you know, creative passes and stuff like that. They just still have all the grinders. But, you know, Poro could have a good end of the season. You know, maybe Son and Kane have a decent end of the season. I don't know. Yeah.
Let's talk about Nagelsmann. Would he demand like 10 mil a year or something? Like what would his ransom note look like?
I'm sure he would get a lot of money, but he wouldn't get as much as like they paid Conte or Mourinho, I don't think, because you know he's younger than us.
I think he would get more.
I don't think so. Not after just getting sacked.
Yeah. I think he could demand absolutely anything.
Yeah, it depends if he wants to go or not. Because if he doesn't
want to do that, why would he?
Because everyone seemingly wants to go to the Premier League. I mean,
to the Spuds?
Yeah.
Dude, this still guy, like
the go from 7th Bayern richest team.
The Spuds?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's a bad move at all.
Oh my goodness gracious.
He's 35.
So?
So he gets to manage...
Let's look, since you and I have been following this league over the last decade-ish with bald man in the helm, how many managers have gone to the Spuds and have left the Spuds with a better career prospect? How many of like
just
have gone well?
Just Ponch.
Yeah. 1 of 7.
Yeah. I would say bad. So. Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. The dysfunction between the board, the recruitment, coach, like it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just hard to imagine that, you know, to me that someone like Nagelsmann, who clearly a mercurial character, has kind of had his, you know, issues and detractors everywhere he's been, seemingly. I mean, I don't think he's like really, you know, out there with his hat in his hands looking for a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, probably pick and wait and...
Yeah.
Dude, Tuchel just... He not only drove the club into the ground and had fights with the players, staff, personnel, yeah, I know. Media, like everybody looked like a lunatic.
But he plus, also won the champion. He also won the Champions
League. But that was a long time ago. But this season, like it's plus
like, that was like 2 years ago.
Absolutely absurd performances, diabolical performances week on week. Goes to Bayern.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Nagelsmann didn't produce that bad.
Bayern are still good. Bayern. I mean, it's a really weird sacking, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, he could just wait, just chill, and the next big team, whoever that is, of the 10 biggest teams in the world or whatever, that has a little bit of a wobble or whatever, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
But yeah.
So, but Spurs are just going to have this whoever the fuck until the end of the year, yes, and then regroup.
I always forget his name. Stellini.
Stellini. Not Spelunky.
Spelunky. Yeah,
it's just spelunking in the caves, you know?
Yeah. Harley Boy said, any soupy cheap forwards that you guys like for this double, for the double this week, who can just be benched in weeks in the future with bad matchups? I'm currently considering a list of Brendan Johnson, Isak, Solanke, Ings, Daka, Iheanacho, Ferguson, any others I'm forgetting?
I mean, I think Isak is the best one.
Yeah, but he's that list, he's the best. No, he's not that cheap. I think he's like 6'9" or something. So if you really want cheap, I think it's Dom. I love Dom.
And I'm off him. I've left that wagon.
I know, but I don't think I'm choosing
departed.
Any of the other guys that he listed over him. I mean, Daka Iheanacho's off the table. I think Ferguson's off the table.
Yep,
I think Ings is off the table.
Yeah.
So it's basically Dom versus Brendan Johnson.
And he's, well, everyone's flagged on NFO, but Brendan Johnson's flagged.
He's amongst the flagged, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a great list that you
it's
are
bad
looking
fucking
at.
List. Yeah, it's a
so I mean,
bad
ideally,
list.
You're just not engaging in this area.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I can go back still. I think Bumo's, you know, count two counterattacking games, not on nine yellow cards. You know, I mean, he could pop up with a thing here or there. I think he's someone to consider. At least you know he's fit and will play. And
maybe
the team
maybe I shouldn't be dismissing Ings. I mean, he started the last three.
Did he really? Has he?
Yeah. I didn't notice he started the last three. Braced in one of them at home NFO. I mean,
he's definitely
he's better than English
those players for Moyes to pick.
Yeah, he's better than Brennan or Dom, and West Ham are still probably better than both of those teams, right?
Home Southampton, home Newcastle, at Fulham, home Arsenal, at Bournemouth. Yeah, with you. I mean, we're punting here. I mean, we're punting.
Yeah, this is a big time punt.
I think it's also, I mean, if you're, you know, listing Isak in that list of like a player you could get and bench, you know, you do have to be mindful of the Brighton situation because so many teams have cheap ass Brighton players in their 11 and they're an immediate sell after this double game.
Yeah,
so you can't go spewing all of your money.
Over.
Yeah. And if that's the case, fine. But just, you know that, you know, you can't go spewing, you know, your 3 million in the bank or your 2 million in the bank, you know, thinking that, oh, I'm fine because I saw these Brighton players in my 11. You know, just be aware of that, right?
Yeah. And I also don't consider Isak a rotation guy at all.
Yeah,
I think if he's fit and starting, you just start him every week.
Yeah.
Bolter, would you rather bring in Purvis or Shaw this week with a look to hold going forward? It's got to be Shaw, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Joe Walsh, a new Walsh member of the Discord,
pop up everywhere.
Dude, thoughts on Castagna?
If you're looking at like 8 podcasts for the Mets, and one of them has someone named Shapiro, you're tuning into that one.
I'm gonna give it
at least initially, you're gonna try.
Yeah, but see what they're on about. Yeah,
that's what we're up to.
Thoughts on Castagna. So I mean, yeah, you just cannot go to Leicester's defense. Yeah.
Bad pick. Do not purchase.
Do not pass go. It's a nightmare. Yeah, it's a nightmare. Caffing, do we keep Tony? Part of me wants to bet that he gets his yellow versus Brighton, move him on to Ollie or something. And even if he doesn't get a yellow, United isn't a great fixture. But the guy's pretty fixture proof, so it's a tough call.
You're betting on Tony?
Tony only bets on himself, bro.
No, I think that's That's like 4D chessing when you just need to, you know,
just hold them.
Play the hand that you have. You hold them. You know?
He's a reliable, good pick.
Yeah. He gets the thing. You're like, oh, man, that's unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the thing. You're like, oh, okay, cool. He's playing, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just cool. Doesn't blank because decent fixtures. Like, yeah, no worries. Yeah. A couple more. Jitterbug, how do you think Mo is going to do in the double? Everyone wants to sell Saka and Martinelli for him. It feels like a classic double game week trap. Will Liverpool suddenly look good away from home? Who cares? I mean, he's going to play in 180.
Yeah, he's good. You know,
he scores a ton versus City historically.
Yeah, I mean, that seems more just like a forward, you know, forward planning move if the rest of your team's in good shape, you know, trying to get Mo in and secure that spot when he has a double, you know, because you're not, you know, what are you going to do, right? You wait until they play home Arsenal, you know, it's like, when you get the extra fixture, you kind of want to just take it if that's something that you're going to want to do anyway. So I think the timing of it makes sense, but no, you know, we're not going to sit here and say at City, at Chelsea, 25-pointer, auto cap. Like, no, they're tough fixtures. We know he plays well in tough fixtures historically, and he could do it again. But, you know, it's not home Bournemouth, you know, at Palace where you're like, oh, shit. You know, yeah, 25-point auto cap.
Right.
But you're happy to have him, certainly.
Yep. And speaking of auto cap, this is last one, I think. I might have missed one. Moffitt said, with an iffy rash, are we locked in on a Brighton cap? And cap is a fucking... impossibility this week.
I don't know.
The more I look at it, I'm just fucked.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's changed for me since last pod. I mean, I've been on auto Brighton cap since then. The only thing I've been really actually thinking about is if I want to keep it on Mitoma or go to McAllister, because I just feel like maybe the minutes are a little bit more secure with McAllister. You know, playing centrally with the 2 days off, like, I don't know if that's maybe worth it enough.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
So the last double, which is like kind of the only thing we can base it off of, right? The last double, 27. They played the full nine. All of them played the full 90 in the first game. Second game, Mitoma came off first, 79 minutes. Mac came off 88 minutes.
March played the whole.
Solly and Perf played 90. And
meanwhile, March was knocked like every week.
Right. And I want to throw in, they were terrible that game.
Yeah.
They were absolutely awful, totally flat. And that was with 3 days off, a week rest before, more days off after, cup match after. Yeah. So it was like a joke. It was a blank for them.
Yeah, I think I might go on McAllister.
Yeah.
I'm switch over there.
I'm a little just worried. I don't know how to project this out in my head of like, well, this double there, flying from all over the world, international break before the double. They have 2 days off between the double. 3 days off after the double.
We'll find a way. Home Brenham at Bournemouth, South Coast Derb action down there. Matoma's not going to have too much space in any of these games. I feel like McAllister. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go with McAllister, I think.
I don't know what to do, dude.
Yeah. Who are you between otherwise?
Well, I almost was just leaning like minutes.
Tony?
Like, if I go minutes, it's Tony or Mo.
Tony could get a ban. If he gets one card in the first game, he's done.
So then it would be Mo. Like, if I wanted to just guarantee 180, it's Mo.
Is that insane or is that smart?
I think it's a little bit of both, which is sort of my safe spot. I don't know.
But do you know when the City game is?
Early morning. How have Liverpool done early morning? How are Liverpool done away? And are those things actually like projectable to future things? That's also another question.
How have they done on early kickoffs away after an international break?
Yeah. And
I don't know if that
even matters.
I don't like it, man. I don't like it. I don't like it. I still think it's a break.
I don't have Matto. But Matto, I think, might be, if I owned him, I might talk myself into Matto because, again, I think he's 180. Where I'm worried more about the Brighton guys, and I love the Leicester fixtures, but I don't know where I'm gonna end up. I really don't. I think it's Matto's, a fucking impossible week.
Matto's interesting.
Yeah, I actually like the Matto shot a lot, but you know, we might get fucking pressers that are just like Rashford's out, Haaland's out. You know, we might just be like making moves that we don't see coming at all.
That's true.
And that'll be a cap or something.
That's true. So we'll have to wait and see until then. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think the difference between like Matto is enough to like I could just do like march to Matto and cap him. Like I don't think that's smart.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Although you are making a move that, you know, over time we like. For 1 week, it's probably not that much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right.
So it last question like, yeah. that we had here. I'm skipping some of them, but Haim said, "Can we get some beached team updates? Is Fulham the first beached team?" So it's that part of the season where we're considering teams potentially being on the beach.
I think Palace are going to be the first beach team.
If they pick up a few points.
I think we're going to win like two of our next four. So,
yeah. If that if you guys complete, pick up those points, I totally agree.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. But I don't think right now anyone's beached. Because... like Fulham, right?
Fulham are a little beached.
Dude, but they play. They've been playing. They still play hard.
I know, like, but they just also just got three red cards.
And yeah, like, but they're bad. They're just a bad team.
They're just bad.
But they're,
yeah.
they're not like, you know, throwing tools down or anything. Yeah. They're not picking up their fucking sandcastle toys and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there is one right now. I think there's contenders, but no one's just like,
Well, the other thing too is of all of these fucking shitty ass teams, they all just change their bosses. So,
right,
you know, you're not going to be beached when Grassi is there for 2 games.
I was going to suggest Chelsea because their entire season is the Champions League at this point, right? I mean, they're not in anything. They're not even a shout for Champions League at all. But like, even still, they're still trying to figure it out, right? It's not like.
Yeah.
They're, you know, Wesley Fofana is going to like fuck off the league game because he's thinking about Real Madrid. He just won't start Madrid if he were to do that. He can't really do that.
Yeah. I'm still doing that.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But the other thing, too, about Leicester, I mean, just looking, I mean, I keep thinking more about Matto's, right? At Palace with Woy is terrible. We can't forget that.
Good. But I honestly don't think it's terrible.
No, come on. Woy was averaging like 1 point something per game conceded at Selhurst, like in all the 50 years he was managing at Selhurst.
I just like the process, especially with the type of player that Matto is.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like, we're going to have 75% possession. Matto just take like shots from all over the place, do whatever you want.
From outside the box. Yeah. Like, the
I don't think that's
guy,
a bad like game child. In the same way that, like, if this was Arsenal playing them, I'd be like, this is a sneaky Odegaard cap maybe
okay,
so that's kind of where I'm coming
we're just
from
talking FPL here.
We're just making stuff up. We just, what was the thing, we just tell each other stories and just, you know, that's what we're doing here.
We're speculating
to speculate,
accumulate, speculate. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Big pressers incoming, a big fantasy baseball draft incoming. One ass to slap. Everett Van Balen. Let's get in there, baby.
Keeping us afloat.
Seriously, we got dropped and we need the patrons, baby. We need
you
guys.
This is our last ever episode.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not, but we'll see. You know what? People should rate us on Apple and give us 5 stars. We probably haven't asked for that for like 4 years.
That can't be a thing.
It's still a thing.
On the iTunes store or whatever, what's it called?
Yeah, still
how
a thing.
Do you check it? What is it?
I'll check it
just
right
be
now.
Be honest with me.
I think it's Apple. It's Apple Podcasts.
Go to the App Store to search for it. We don't have an app.
Well, it should come on your phone. It's like the Apple Podcast shit or whatever.
I delete everything.
Our last review.
Last
review is December 8th, 2021.
December 8th. Was it a good
Silky
one?
Silky Johnston 1111 gave us a 5-star review. I mean, that's what I want to see.
No, but come on, seriously.
We're struggling.
But
we
what
got
does
dropped.
It do?
We got sacked.
What does
it just
actually
bumps us up in the algorithm. Favorable FPL algorithm shit. I don't know. It'll get like one more person to find us. And then, you know, that counts. Good stuff.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, bro. You ready to get out of here? Or are you going to look this up? Any last words?
I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
See you tomorrow, bro. Check us out at FMLfield.com. Follow us on Twitter and FMLfield Sports Page, Twitter.com/FMLfield. Subscribe, rate, review, and you!
Sports Social Podcast Network.